International affairs are a springboard for the latest movie from Joel and Ethan Coen. They're fresh from their Best Picture Oscar for No Country for Old Men, featuring a psychotic killer and enough corpses to populate a couple of movies. Now they're back with a comedy called Burn After Reading. We have a review this morning from Kenneth Turan.
The Coen brothers have such a dark sensibility, someone ought to name a paint color after them. Forget Mustang Tan, Durango Dust, and Barleyfield Beige, and say hello to Coen Brothers Black. So even though Burn After Reading is a comedy, it's a Coen Brothers film before anything else. That means it's as bleak and hopeless as comedies are allowed to get before the laughter dies bitterly on your lips. Like any self-respecting spy movie, Burn After Reading begins at CIA headquarters. A veteran spook, played by John Malkovich, gets fired from the agency, so he starts writing his memoirs. His lame manuscript accidentally falls into the hands of two employees of a Hard Bodies Fitness Center, played by Brad Pitt and Frances McDormand. These bears of little brain think they have stumbled on raw intelligence data that can be sold to the highest bidder. A confrontation between an enraged Malkovich and a bemused Pitt shows how wrong they are.
Let me explain something to you.
What you're engaged in is blackmail. That is a felony, that's for starters.
I'm a mere good Samaritan.
Secondly, the unauthorized dissemination of classified material is a federal crime. If you ever carried out your proposed threat, you would experience such a storm of consequences, my friend, that your empty little head would be spinning faster than the wheels of your Schwinn bicycle back there.
You think that's a Schwinn?
Burn After Reading is as much a nightmare as it is a comedy, but it benefits from Frances McDormand's fine comic acting. She plays a woman who lusts after plastic surgery because, she says, I've gone as far as I can with this body. The messes she gets everyone into are so wacky that one exasperated CIA bigwig says, report back to me when it makes sense. That summarizes this archetypal Coen venture as well as anyone can.
Kenneth Turan reviews films for Morning Edition and for the Los Angeles Times. And we've got reviews of more new movies, including Alan Ball's Towelhead, at npr.org.